Well, hello, everybody. I'm Kay. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Encouragement Fuel for the Journey, where I believe encouragement is fuel for our journey. Now, on this podcast, I want to encourage and empower you to fulfill your God-given destiny by sharing some insights and truths found in the Word of God. Each week, we'll dive into the Word and explore how we can overcome challenges, find purpose, and positively impact the world. Now, whether you're a seasoned believer or just starting to explore your faith, I believe that the Word of God can transform your life and bring you hope and encouragement. So join me today as we get fueled through encouragement in the Word of God. Well, hello, everybody. This is Kay with Encouragement Fuel for the Journey podcast. Welcome, welcome. Happy Friday to everybody. This is episode 18 in our season 2, and we are talking about wisdom. Glory to God. The wisdom found in Proverbs. Glory to God. This is part 2. So we're going to have probably several parts of this particular subject. God has a lot to say about wisdom, right? So we're going to dive in a little bit and talk about it. I believe it'll help you. It'll encourage you. I believe it will equip you to walk out a more successful life, because the wisdom of God will always lend itself and lead to success. Glory to God. I'm so glad you joined me today. Listen, be sure to share this podcast with someone. Let someone know about Encouragement Fuel for the Journey podcast so that they too can be encouraged and blessed, enlightened, and equipped, glory to God, to walk out God's plans and purposes for their life. Glory to God. Listen, you know how we do it, that this is the year of the open door. So we're posturing ourselves, right, to go through the open door. God does have an agenda, but his agenda requires an open door. He has an agenda for you. You that are listening to me right now, God has an agenda for you. And that agenda requires an open door. The open door requires your obedience. Your obedience will require you to align or be in alignment. And then your alignment will require for you to make a shift. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing. I believe that many of you will walk through open doors, will walk through doors that you've never gone through before, glory to God, because it is a part of God's agenda. And I promise you, as he opens the door for you, you will be ready to walk through. I believe that with all of my heart, glory to God. So in last week's episode, I came from Proverbs 1:7. And I talked a little bit about the fear of the Lord, how it is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And that was like kind of laying a foundation. And I want to build on that foundation a little bit and kind of deepen it or widen that foundation. So we'll understand going forward in this wisdom series in Proverbs what I just want us to make. I want to make sure we are on the same page and have a really good, firm handle on what wisdom is, right? It's so important if we're going to be talking about wisdom. I think it's important, right, for us to know what wisdom is. So I want to talk a little bit more about that today.
I read something really interesting and kind of comical, but it is so true as we go into the subject of wisdom. I heard a quote. I'm reading from a quote that says, knowledge comes from from Google, but wisdom comes from God. Oh, that's so cute. I like it. And it's true, right? Knowledge comes from Google, but wisdom comes from God. Oh, there's a big difference between knowledge and wisdom. Oh, and there's definitely even a further difference between godly knowledge and godly wisdom. Glory to God. And we talked a little bit about godly wisdom versus worldly wisdom last week. So let's go into a little more depth as to the meaning of wisdom, right? So the Hebrew word for wisdom is chokmah. That's the Hebrew word for wisdom. And it's a concept, right, that goes beyond intellectual pursuit. And it goes to literally practical, hands-on ability to live your daily life successfully. It's applying knowledge in concrete ways. Glory to God. So wisdom in the Hebrew mindset, in the Hebrew mind, includes the ideas of good sense, aptitude, technical skills all together, right? So it's something to be desired. As a matter of fact, it is sought after. The word of God in Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get an understanding. You know, wisdom was first, one of the first times wisdom was mentioned is in Exodus 28:3. And it says, and thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Look at that. So God was saying, I put wisdom, my wisdom in them, so they will know how to make the priestly garments according to my specification. So it's not just simply talent or simply just skills, natural skills, but it was the wisdom of God that he gave them in order for them to sew excellently, to put things together with the spirit of excellence. He gave them an eye for things that maybe your natural eye wouldn't see, or in your natural mind, you wouldn't even put it together that way. The wisdom of God goes far beyond just our natural understanding. And it was for to, and every time, watch this, every time God gives you wisdom and put wisdom in the heart of man, it is for you to be successful inside of that thing. Oh, come on. God wants to give you wisdom on your jobs. God wants to give you wisdom in ideas and wisdom how to write the paper and wisdom how to put things together. The wisdom of God is amazing, and it does indeed come from God. So God said, I put wisdom in their hearts on how to sew the garments for the priestly garments. Watch this. You can also see the wisdom of God in the men that built the temple. He gave them wisdom. So God gave wisdom to the craftsmen in order that they may do something. Oh, I need somebody to write that down. So wisdom is to do something, not just to be puffed up. And it's not about knowledge. Now, the Bible says that knowledge will puff up, but wisdom is to accomplish something, is to succeed at something. And in doing so, watch this, you're bringing God the glory. Glory to God. So Hebrew biblical thinking is considered wisdom to do a job well. Oh God, whatever the job may be, glory to God. And that's what makes wisdom so amazing, right? It doesn't matter if it's a great big job that deals with architectural things, or if it's if what people may consider it's a smaller job. It doesn't matter if you're a janitor, if you're a custodian, if you're a customer service worker, whatever it is you're doing, God can give you wisdom to do that thing well. Glory to God. God can give you wisdom to be very efficient at what you do and to do it well. The wisdom of God is absolutely amazing. And it's important that we understand going forward into this topic that the source of wisdom is God. The source of wisdom is God. So we have a personal God. God is personal. Glory to God. And if you're a born again believer, I promise you, he is a personal God, and he wants to be a personal God. But make no mistake about it, he's a personal God who is holy, who is righteous, and who is just. And wisdom is actually an attribute of God. Glory to God. The Bible calls him the only wise God. Jude 1:25 says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. That's so powerful. So you mean to tell me that the very God of all wisdom wants to give you wisdom so that you can succeed in all that you do? And when that happens, guess what? It brings him glory. Oh my God. Even from the simplest task to the greatest task, when you operate in the wisdom of God in what you do, it will bring him glory, because the word of God says that we are his workmanship, created to do good works. And we're going to do good works as we operate in his wisdom. And so we said here that the source of wisdom is God. Then know this too, that the foundation of wisdom then is God's word. So the source of wisdom is God. The foundation of wisdom is God's word. Proverbs 8:10-12 is so powerful. It says this, receive my instruction and not silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is receiving God's instruction. Wisdom is the word of God. So the word of God is receiving God's instruction. So wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Do you hear that? Do you know that God can drop wisdom on the inside of you that could cause you to create witty inventions? And as a matter of fact, I decree and declare to you right now that you will operate in the wisdom of God. You will tap into the wisdom of God. You will pray for the wisdom of God, and you'll begin to look at things different. You'll have aha moments on your job. You'll have strategies on how to do that report. You'll have strategies on how to solve that issue. I decree and declare over you right now that because of the wisdom of God, glory to God, that you will be solutions to problems, solutions to situations on your job. Glory to God. Receive that right now. God wants you to walk in wisdom. He wants to give you the solution. He wants to give you the formula, if you will. He wants to give you how to put the spreadsheet together. Glory to God, so that you can be productive. Glory to God. The wisdom of God is amazing. Many inventions, and most inventions, they come from the wisdom of God. Glory to God. So let's believe God today for the wisdom of God. Let's believe God today that he's going to give you wisdom to show you how to solve that problem. He's going to give you wisdom that involves strategy, how to get to the end of that thing, how to put it all together, whatever it is. Glory to God. So the wisdom of God, glory to God, is the word of God. The foundation of wisdom is God's word. So wise, in the biblical sense of the word, what does it look like? What does that look like, right? Wisdom, or the word wise in the biblical sense of that word. And I want to tell you this, that there are standards that are outlined in scripture. And those are some of the things we're going to be talking about throughout this wisdom series. There are standards outlined in scripture that talks about what that looks like. And we're going to go over some of these later on over the next several weeks. It talks about one of those standards outlined in scripture where you can know or line up against to make sure that you're walking in wisdom is the fear of God. Are you walking in the fear of God? If you're walking in the fear of God, we talked about that at length last week. That's the awe of God. That's the reverence of God. Then you are walking in the wisdom of God. Another thing that's outlined that shows wisdom is listening to counsel, right? When you don't just run off and do things on your own and you become an island unto yourself and you don't seek wise counsel, that is another standard that's outlined in scripture regarding wisdom is listening to wise counsel. Also, let me ask you, is there something in your life that maybe you need to pause for the cause and put a stop to it and take your time and go seek wise counsel so that you can get good direction and good instruction, insight, and advice, wise, godly advice. Glory to God. Promoting health with your tongue. That's another thing that's a standard that's outlined a wisdom. Wisdom standard outlined in scripture, right? That you can literally promote good health by what the words that come out of your mouth, right? The words not only that you meditate on, but what comes out of your mouth. The Proverbs speak that it can be health to your bones when you speak the right words. So that too is walking in wisdom, working diligently. Oh, all throughout Proverbs, it talks about the importance of being diligent and how when you're diligent, right, that you're walking in wisdom. So there are so many things that are outlined in scripture that talks to or speaks to the standard of wisdom. Glory to God. So God gives us wisdom, right? Watch this. And I'm going to end with this today. And God gives us wisdom. And it's important for us to know, right? So that we, what we do it well. or it brings him glory. It's not just about, it's not just about what you do with your head or your intelligence. It's about what you do with your hands, your feet, your very life. Glory to God. That's what wisdom is about. It's not about being extra smart, because watch this. You can be extremely intelligent. You could be a genius and still be foolish. Oh, glory to God. Come on. Did somebody hear what I said? You could be extremely smart, very book wise, book smart, but not have the wisdom of God. God wants us to walk in wisdom. And in the day that we're living in, I promise you, we're going to have to learn how to walk in the wisdom of God. Those things that he puts in our heart, those things that those ideas and leaning into his voice on what direction we should go, acknowledging him as the word of God says, in all of our ways, glory to God, so that he will direct our path, because the wisdom of God will never lead you down the wrong path. Glory to God. I believe that many of you during this series are going to really catch a hold of the wisdom of God, and you're going to begin to lean in, and you're going to begin to ask God for his wisdom in every area of your life. And I believe that you're going to be absolutely astounded and amazed about how things are going to begin to turn around in your life once you begin to tap into the wisdom of God in every area, not just tap into it, right, but apply it in every area of your life. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you so much for your wisdom. I thank you that wisdom is the principal thing. And then all of our getting, God, that we'll get wisdom and we'll get an understanding. I pray, Lord God, that as we dive into this series on wisdom, that your people that are listening, Lord God, will get aha moments and revelation and insight on how to apply wisdom and how to go after you for wisdom. God, there's some people listening to me right now. They need your wisdom in their relationships. They need their wisdom. They need your wisdom regarding their kids. They need wisdom regarding their budget. God, there's so many areas in their lives where they could use your wisdom. And so I'm asking you, God, to grant them wisdom. I'm asking you to show them what they couldn't see before. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Oh my goodness. I hope you're encouraged and I hope you're blessed. And I need you to share this with someone. Glory to God. And remember, as always, you got this. Well, thank you for listening to the Encouragement Fuel for the Journey podcast, where I believe that encouragement is the fuel for our journey. Now, if you were encouraged inside of the word today, I invite you to subscribe to our podcast and share it with a friend. Be sure to join us next week as we continue to get fueled in the word and provide the encouragement you need to keep moving forward. And remember, you got this.